Okay, Rabbi, shalom. It's been a long time. Okay, today we're supposedly speaking about Kiddush Havdalah. Okay. So, Pasuk says, Zochar Yom HaShabbat L'Kadsho. And that's the positive part of Shabbos, Zechira. And then the Shomer Yom HaShabbat L'Kadsho. That's the negative part of Shabbos, not to do the melachos. So included in the positive part of Shabbos, of Zohar, is to make Kiddush. To make Kiddush. But many poskim say that when you daven the Shmon Esrei, and you speak about Shabbos in the Shmon Esrei, so you're already out to say the Chiyuv of Kiddush. Because it could be the Chiyuv of the Rice of Kiddush is only Kiddush Bidvar. The fact that we have Kiddush al HaKos, it's a machlokes, but many hold that's only the Rabban. But yet it's still a chiv, Kiddush al HaKos. Some say that's also the Raisa. It's a discussion in Rashi and Nazir, etc. But others say that So that is the din d'oraisa, and then kiddush bedvarim, and kiddush al kos means that you have to have a kos of a revius of wine. Different opinions anywhere between 3.3 or 5 point something, depending upon what you should have a nice ounces. You should have a nice size kos and drink the kos. The person who is making a kiddush preferably should drink the kos, but then there is a mitzvah and a mufkar for everyone to drink the kos. There's a mitzvah and a mufkar that every single individual should drink. But post can point out, and the body has in the safe and others, post can point out that there is a inyan that everyone should drink a little bit, but it doesn't have to be from the kos that he's holding. In other words, any wine on the table, or if a body writes in the sefer, and others say like this, that any wine on the table is considered like kosher bracha. So what you could do, and this is what we do in our house, we pour for every single person has a little cup in front of them, already poured with some wine in it. And when I make Kiddush, so I don't give from my cup to the people, they'll drink from that cup in front of them. And that's considered drinking from the kosher bracha. That's considered there's no chiyuv to drink from the kosher bracha. It was only the person who's Makadish, or one person has to drink, but the fact that we have this idea that every single person takes a sip, that's not a chiyuv, that's just like a hidur, the Rosh says in Psachim. But that heeder is fulfilled through having a cup in front of everyone and drinking. Yeah. Okay. Now, it's interesting. The halacha is you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush. You're not able to not even have water. A funny type of halacha. You can't even have water before Kiddush. You can't even have water before Kiddush. Now, what type of halacha is that? Because usually, there's a halacha that before you do a mitzvah, you're not supposed to eat. Because you might forget to do the mitzvah. But that's only about eating a meal. A snack is mutter. Right? But you're not supposed to eat a meal before you daven maariv at night. But if you just have a snack, now we violate this all the time in the winter, right? We daven at the 10 o'clock maariv and then we eat, but the answer to that is that since we have a minyan kavua, right? So a minyan kavua means a set minyan, and your attendance to that minyan is kavua. So then it's clockwork. You know you're always going to go 10 o'clock to the minyan, so then they're poskim that a makel that you could eat before the... the Kiddush. Before Maariv. But a snack, that's mutter, that's for sure. If you want to nash on dipsy doodles or something before Marv, so that's mutter, even if you don't have a minyan kavua, just to take a little nash. And then we have a halacha, you're not allowed to eat before shachris, that's usually the most chomer, right? Lo sochu adam, but you shouldn't eat before shachris. But even there, what? Water is what? Water is mutter. Because poskim say, the whole idea of not eating before davening is if you eat before davening in the morning, it's like gaivetik. The person has to pray to God to keep him alive. And here, he's like a big shot. He's eating, and then he's speaking to God. So that's not such a good way of doing things. So why is it? So there's a Shulchan Aruch Harav writes an unbelievable thing. Shulchan Aruch Harav writes the reason why you're not even allowed to have water before Kiddush is because you're supposed to be Kaddish Miyad. And anything you're going to do to postpone it is a lack of that idea of being Mekadosh Miyad. Now, what's the notion of being Mekadosh Miyad? So the idea of Mekadosh Miyad, the way I understood it, is that it's like, I give you a mashal. Like if somebody comes to your house, he wants to see you, and he's a very important person, right? And he's in the waiting room, and you're just keeping him waiting there, that's like insulting, you know? Like he's going to get annoyed at you. You know? So here, the Shabbos is the guest. And Kiddush is the greeting of the Shabbos. So if you go ahead, if you just don't be Kaddish Miyad, meaning you just, sometimes you see people, they come home from shul, and they just start schmoozing, and they go to the living room, and they have a whole discussion. And then somebody says, maybe we should start Kiddush 45 minutes later. So that lechora is mamash pshia, mamash chisaron in being mekadosh in being mekadosh miyad. One second, I'll take your question in a second. So even having water, Shulchan Aruch says that's lacking in being mekadosh miyad. I'll tell you when the Shai, I once had the following Shaila. It was Simchas Torah night. I was with my Shir. I took them together to Rabbi Spivak Shul in West Orange. And it was the second night of Yontif, the night of, the Hakafas of Simchas Torah. Of course, we know the way we have the Hakafas first, right, usually. And then you go home and make Kiddush, right? So we didn't make Kiddush yet, and the Hakafas. So, and obviously sometimes Hakafas people get sweaty and dancing and the like. So one of the guys came over to me and says, can I have a cup of water? So I told him, nope, you didn't make Kiddush. Parenthetically, if I'm not mistaken, the Rambam Shita is that you can have water. So the Rashba disagrees that we pass it like the Rashba. But Lalocha, we pass it like the Rashba. That you cannot have water. Cannot. So I said to him, so then I looked into the Inyan and I said, basically what we did here was like a stira. What did I tell him? I told him he can't have water because of this halacha, and according to Shulchan Aruch Harav, it's to be miyad, but we're waiting 2 hours anyway. Well, it was the whole idea of to have a little bit of water was a chisar and miyad. For us, it's not going to be. So I decided for next year, what we'll do is we'll make kiddush right away and we'll give out cake like people do Shabbos afternoon. We'll make kiddush and make cake This way, if anyone wants during the hakafis wants to have water, they'll be able, soda, you know, they'll be able to because they already made the kiddush.
Does everyone agree to use pasta at night?
No, but I'll get to that. So that's what I did into the following year, and then the year after that, I think. Somehow it didn't work out with the possible case that we went back. But in theory, I held from this shtickle Torah that I said that,
So you were saying that when you come home, sometimes you wait for like 40 minutes before we make Kiddush, but most people will say or hear Kiddush and Shul.
No, but the Kiddush and Shul doesn't count. And furthermore, the women are chayv and Kiddush also. And furthermore, the Kiddush and Shul doesn't count for anything because it's not the Mokum Suda.
No, but it counts as like the not keeping, you know, Shabbos weight.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't count for anything. It doesn't count for anything. The Kiddush and Shul counts for nothing. So why do we have the Kiddush and Shul? So the Kiddush and Shul was made for the guests. Now, you have to realize in Bizman Chazal, they didn't have guests like me. What do we have a guest today? So he stays at your house. You bring him to shul, you bring him home for the meal, and he sleeps in your house. That wasn't the type of guest they had as Mahazal. Because Mahazal, guest meant the what?
So
he slept in the shul, he ate in the shul. Because I guess people were so poor, and there was so lack of space. So if he wanted to be a guest, maybe he would come say hello in the afternoon. But basically, he ate in the shul, and he slept in the shul. So that's why they made Kiddush. So the question is, we don't have guests. Should we continue having the Kiddush in Shul or not? So the Rambam writes in the Tshuva, he thinks it's the same thing like Chazar Sashatz. That even though Chazar Sashatz was made for people who are not Baki to Davin, not Baki in the Shmon Esrei, but today we say Chazar Sashatz even though everyone might know how to Davin, right? So it was a takana.
Yeah, but then what would we do for the food that we eat in shul? I'm saying you can't eat before making kiddush.
We don't eat in shul. What do you mean food?
I'm saying in shul they have kiddush.
We'll get to that. We're talking Friday night. No. And they don't serve anything Friday night. The shuls that. So some shuls don't make kiddush Friday night, but a lot of shuls do. So the Rambam equates the kiddush in shul to Chazar Sashatz. Okay.
Yeah, I'll have to
wait
Kiddush
and Shabbos
Day. So.
We'll get to Kiddush and Shabbos Day. So, that's what I thought. Okay, so let's get to that now that you brought this topic up. And there is a concept.
When we pass him, Ein Kiddush.
I must get a basket. I'm not sleeping.
Ein Kiddush. Ella. Malcolm. But in order to be able to say Kiddush, you have to have the meal. In other words, if you hear Kiddush, you didn't need a meal at that location where you heard Kiddush, then you're not able to say the Kiddush. Ain't Kiddush over Mokum Suda. So the question is, what does that mean? I mean, don't we violate this all the time? Like you said, whenever we have the Kiddush and Shul, we're not eating the meal then, right? So there are three or four opinions. There are really four opinions about this halacha. So the Vilna Gaon calls you need pas. You need to have a real meal with bread. And if you don't have bread, then you're not yotzei kiddush. So Mamela, the Vilna Gaon holds that you can't have a kiddush, a Shabbos kiddush after the shul, unless you're going to serve bread. Rav Shach is machmir for the Vilna Gaon. Good, you know, I think the Weight Watchers should adopt this shita. You can, you know, imagine how much weight you can lose if you follow the Vilna Gaon shita. You never eat at a Kiddush and Shul, because they usually don't serve bread, so you can never eat. So that's the opinion of the Vilna Gaon. However, the Gaonim were earlier than the Rishonim, right? Brought in the Shulchan Aruch, hold that it's Yayin, Zonos, things like that. That you could be, in other words, you don't have to have a regular meal. As long as you have either wine or cookies, cake, because ice, cookies, or cake, that is sufficient. So, in other words, even though it's not a real Suda, that it's just the way some, I think the Moshe explains, the way some explain is, it's Karasal Shabbos Oneg, Vokum Kriya Shabbat Eonik. So that's considered enough of an Oneg, so that's okay. So that's the Yayin and Mazonus is, or Mazonus is, and that's how Minog Olam, and that's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, so that's how we follow. So the Gros has passed the Gaonim, say Yayin and Mazonus. Okay? Then the Shulte Giborim, even Paris. Okay. Yeah.
According to the second one, Yayin or Mazonus, right?
Right.
It's sort of, if you have wine, so you can't have Kiddush unless you have wine. That's basically what the halacha is, according to that.
Meaning, even if you are not the one who is making the Kiddush, we said before that there's an inyan for everyone to drink, that's a separate halacha. But say you want to be Yotze Kiddush.
Right.
You have to be Yotze Kiddush. So you just have to drink wine. Mm-hmm. And then you Yotze Kiddush. So you can't just say, I'm listening to Kiddush, and then I'll eat later, because that Kiddush doesn't count if you didn't eat in the proximity of that Kiddush. Then Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe has... So according to the Vilna Gaon, if you would come to a regular Kiddush and shul and just have cake and cookies, so you are Yotzi Kiddush, and therefore you violated the prohibition of eating before Kiddush. Because there's an issur to eat before Kiddush in the daytime as well. See, Rav Abadi once told me he didn't like the pshat I said from the Shulchan Aruch Harav, right? Why is there an issur of water, right? Why is there an issur of water, we said, because you have to usher in Shabbos, you can't keep the Shabbos waiting. So Rav Abadi said, so how come there's an issur of water even Shabbos day, according to that? So it could be that it's like, it's it's copied after that. It was in the Chanami, the reason doesn't really apply Shabbos day, but since Shabbos day, we patterned it after Shabbos night, so we extended that same halach.
Could it be because the only chi of Kiddush only starts after you finish davening? So maybe technically after davening is over, you really should have Kiddush. I mean, the chi of Kiddush always after you finish davening.
Because that's when the Zman Suda is.
So maybe technically
so
then you should.
But the question is, what are we waiting for? It's not like we're ushering in the Shabbos. The Shabbos has been here already for 15 hours already. Okay, maybe. Okay, now Rav Moshe has a unique opinion. And he used to follow this opinion. And that is, he says like this. He says, at the Kiddush and Shul, you can eat whatever you... Usually we tell people, at the Kiddush and Shul, you have to eat at least some kezayis and mazonos. Usually people don't drink wine unless they're making Kiddush.
See, if you're making Kiddush, you have to drink wine, but you might have to, if you want to yotze Kiddush Makom Suda, you have to have another cup of wine for the Alts Nasuda. Whereas if you're the Mekadesh, so you can have one cup of wine Alts the Kiddush, but there might be a requirement for another cup of wine if you want to be yotze the wine Mataris Suda. Okay. Usually people are more interested in having cake at the Kiddush and not the wine. The wine they'll use to make the Kiddush, but the else the Suda, they're going to have the cake. So Rav Moshe held that at the Suda, you can eat whatever you want. At the Shul, you can eat whatever you want. Because all you need is some oneg. So you can eat whatever you want, even if it's only tuna. Tuna for sure is no good, right? Just have tuna. Egg salad for sure is no good. Okay, but he says, provided that you make Kiddush again when you're having the real Suda. But you can eat in that location. As long as you have something to eat, you can eat whatever you want. But then, you just have to make sure that you make Kiddush again when you're having the Suda. The real Suda. That's what he owes. And Lomaisa, he used to do that. Because they say on Chol HaMoed, say Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach. So in the yeshiva, in his yeshiva, so they would have Kiddush, and they wouldn't necessarily have mazonos. So he would have eggs or potatoes, you know, and he would be yotze, and then he would come home later when he would eat the meal and matzah, and he would do it. So he used to follow the sheet, and he wrote a long tshuva about it. So the maisa, my minig, I'll tell you what my minig is. What we do is we follow number two, that we eat at Kiddush and Shul. However, I'm machmir to always, when we come home, to make Kiddush again when we can eat the real meal. Because technically speaking, if everyone was at the Kiddush, right, so you could just start the meal, the bread meal, without any Kiddush again, because everyone was yotze Kiddush, according to the government. But to be yotze, the opinion that you know, it's a din the Suda, the real Suda, like the Gra. So even though I'm not fully following the Gra, but at least we follow it in that terms of that we always make, which is similar to Rav Moshe also, that in the way it's like Rav Moshe also, that we're making Kiddush again when we're having the Suda.
Is Rav Moshe saying what he's saying, even if you have passed by the listening at the Kiddush, or is he saying, it didn't happen?
I think anything.
To figure out how it's different than what Rebbe's saying.
There was, he would say you could have tuna fish at the Kiddush and then have passed. I think he might say also, even if you have cake at the Kiddush, you can make it again. That's what I think. Oh. So. Now, Rav Soloveitchik had Rav Soloveitchik had a, it's not really another shita, but I'll tell you what Rav Soloveitchik said. And this is going to answer your Rabbi Nemesis' point. Rav Soloveitchik said, how come should we follow the minigus to follow the Gaon and to eat at a Kiddush? So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, there is the opinion of the Ravid. The Ravid holds that the whole issue of eating before Kiddush is only Friday night. But on Shabbos day, there's no issue of eating before Kiddush. So Rav Soloveitchik said, the reason why we follow the opinion of the Ravid. The reason why we follow, no, say we don't follow the opinion of the Rabbi. The reason why we follow the opinion of the Gaonim is because we have a Sfek Sfeka. Whereas because maybe the Rabbi's right, and therefore you can eat anything at the Kiddush and Shul because you're allowed to eat before Kiddush. And even if the Raivin is not right, but maybe the Halach is like the Goyim. So therefore, as Soloveitchik said, and this is the point that Rabbi Nemes is making, that Friday night, Rav Soloveitchik says he doesn't like this idea. Usually people don't do it, but to have a Kiddush with Mizonos and then eat later. Because then you don't have the Sfek Sfeika, because the Ravid's opinion wouldn't apply Friday night, because he only said his workshop was dead. So the Mela, that's the right. So that's against what I said before. Because I said before I gave that Eitzah to do for, you know, at night as well, so Rav Soloveitchik wouldn't like it. But that's only Rav Soloveitchik's interpretation, that we only follow the Gaonim because we always also have the Shitas arriving. But who said? You know, Pasha says we follow the Gaonim because the Shulchan Aruch Paskin like the Gaonim. So even at night, theoretically, you could do it. So, like the case I told you, by Simchas Torah night, if you want, you can have Kiddush and serve Mizonos, and then have the Hakafas, and then have the meal afterwards.
I don't get the second part of this next figure. Meaning, maybe the Ravid right or not, and then the second part maybe.
In other words, maybe if the Ravid's right, then there's no Isser at all. You can do whatever you want. There's no Isser of eating before Kiddush, so you could eat in Shul. But even if the Ravid's wrong and you can't eat, but maybe the Gaonim is right that this is considered Kiddush Makom Suda and Yotze now.
No.
In other words, the question is, what gives me the right to eat at the Kiddush and Shul? Why don't we say you should have to follow the Vilna Gaon's opinion that you need bread, and if you're not having bread, it's a problem. So Rav Soloveitchik thought, the reason why we're Mekel is because since there's the opinion of what? Of the Ravid, which we don't paskin like, but the opinion does exist, that says that you could on Shabbos day you could eat before Kiddush. Right? So then you have a Sfek, and maybe you could eat before Kiddush. And even if you can't, but maybe the Gaonim are right that you don't say with this for.
According to that logic, then we should go like the most naive person, the Shulchan Gemara. Maybe the Rav is right, and if he's not, then you can go like maybe the Shulchan Gemara is right. Why would that be?
Right, in other words, why do we. Because I guess the Shulchan Gemara's opinion is considered a fringe opinion. You know, so we don't. It's not more as mainstream as the other opinion. But normative halacha is that people eat Kiddush in shul and they have cake, so they just make sure they have a gezeis of cake or they have a cup of wine.
So we're actually discussing this on Shabbos because my father's minhag is that if there's a Kiddush in shul and he makes Kiddush there and eats, and then he comes home and he eats Kiddush again.
Right, that's my minhag too.
Even if everyone at the table has already heard Kiddush.
Right, I just said that. That's what I do also.
And my cousin from Israel was over, and he was arguing with my father that it was a brachah of atala.
No.
And my father was saying that this has been our minhag in our family since the Boston Rebbe gave my great grandfather the psak to do that.
Yeah, no, it's definitely not a brachah of atala because you're. Having another cup of wine, you're in a different location, whatever, so it's not a problem at all. The only question is it necessary? So, the point of the Vilna Gaon is that every Suda Shabbos should start off with wine. Or at least the first two Sudas should start off with wine. So even though you did it in Shul, but you want to be machmir that the Suda should have wine too. And it's not a bracha of atala, it means no different than. And even if it's not true, so it's no. So what's the issue of drinking a cup of wine, you know, before you have the meal?
Right, it's also making the Kiddush. Yeah.
Well, Kiddush on Shabbos day is only per Kriyat Gofen.
Right.
Okay, so that is the different sheet is about Kiddush Bemakom Suda. Women are also chayiv in Kiddush. That the Gemara says, Shomer v'zochar v'dibur echad. That since women are chayiv in the Shomer, in the Losa says, like women can't do the Melacha, so if they can't do, they're not chayiv in the Losa says, so therefore they're not chayiv, they're chayiv in the Losa says, they can't do Melacha, so then they're chayiv in the essays also, because Shomer v'zochar, the Gemara is saying the Chadoli, Shomer v'zochar v'dibur echad. Shomer v'zochar is together. So if you're chayiv in the Shomer, then you're definitely chayiv in the Zohar. Okay. Therefore, women that a lot of times husbands are in shul and women want to eat before the husband comes from home from shul. Right? The husband's not coming home from shul. So the best thing to do is for a woman to daven at home, shachris, musaf, and then make her own kiddush. Make her own kiddush. Because women are chayv, they're not supposed to eat before kiddush either. Rav Moshe has this kula. He says, but maybe since the woman is meshubah to the husband to eat with him, so therefore her chov of kiddush doesn't set in until he's finished davening. So if he didn't finish davening, so she could eat without kiddush. He says that. So I just saw Rav Abadi just came out with a new sefer I just picked up in Eretz Yisrael. Just came out. So he thinks that that's a little difficult because the concept that a woman's meshubah to the husband to eat with him, that's the regular meal. But if a woman wants to take a snack beforehand, so she's not meshubah to eat that with the husband. So Ramela, so this little piece of cake or whatever that she's having, she doesn't have to eat that with the husband. She's not meshubah to the husband. So Ramela, he thought that that she would have to make kiddush. So that's the question. The question is like this. You know, there's a big discussion in the post-game. Because a lot of times, men, they go to shul Friday night. Women usually don't go to shul Friday night. So the men already daven Shmoneh Esrei, the women didn't. So, and if you hold that the deraisa is only the words, not the kos, so the key of the deraisa that the men have, they fulfilled already. The woman, maybe still has the key of the deraisa. So the question that the poskim raised is how can a man make kiddush for his wife Friday night if she didn't daven Shmoneh Esrei? Because she still has a chi of deraisa of kiddush, and he only maybe has a chi of derabban. So some say it's very based on afal pi sheyosa motzi. That's the concept of arvus. The halacha is that even Allah of Orvis is even if you make kiddush already, you could be yotze, you can make kiddush again for somebody who needs it. That's Rabbi Hanok Teller likes to tell a story that a lot of times people come to his house. You know, there's different people at the Kotel who send people to people's houses if you need a meal. So they would send people to his house, even though he already started the meal, so he can make kiddush again for these people. And he says that they once sent somebody to his house to let him make kiddush again for them. And then in the course of the meal, he found out that these people were not even Jewish. So he said, he tells that story. I think he said, Shlomo Zalman told him about the words and onus and whatever. But, it's interesting that
that even Shabbos day, I know I remember Rabbi Sif in Young Israel, Manhattan, so they would have a Kiddush Shabbos day, and he'd make the bird very often. And then 20 minutes later, more people would come to the Kiddush, so he'd make it again. He'd make Kiddush a second time. Right? Even though he would make Kiddush for the Halachias, the Afal Pisha Yotze Motzi, that even though you were Yotze, he could be Motzi somebody else. But, so technically speaking, the woman could really make Kiddush for the husband, but it's not the minute. In other words, does that become part of the feminist agenda? You know, to have women make hamotzi at the meal for the one to make Kiddush. So, so one has to realize there's more to the halacha than just the strict halacha. There's the, certain other aspects of minhag and tznius and things like that that also have to be taken into account.
A lot of times a kid, there's a misconception here among women, like sometimes at the Kiddush, like my sisters and my mother were over me and asked me to Kiddush, but I'm like, why don't you make Kiddush for me? Like,
where?
I got a Kiddush. If they come late, they usually come to the end for the Kiddush. So,
right.
Like, a couple of women want another man to make Kiddush again for them, but one of them can just make it for them. If it's just one, they can make it for themselves. Like,
right. Yeah, technically, but usually when there's men around, I guess women don't like to make, which. Did you have a question?
Yeah, I was just asking, I may not be on the same topic. Are men and women allowed to sit together at the same Shabbos table?
That's an excellent question.
Because I was in Israel, and I went to this place with my mom, and they made her sit at another table.
In Hasidic circles,
they don't. Yeah, it's a man of Sharon,
so in certain circles they don't, but in most circles they do. Certain Hasidic circles, they don't.
And also, another thing is that, let's say my dad's saying Kiddush, right, on Friday night, is everybody allowed to join the singing?
Yeah, you're not supposed to do Chiva, no,
yeah, people aren't allowed to go and enjoy it.
You really shouldn't do that. Right? You should really be quiet. Everyone should be quiet and listen to the Mekadosh. It shouldn't be a song, that everyone's singing together. Okay. Technically speaking, if you didn't hear the Bor Pri HaGofen and you just heard the Kiddush part. So, you walked in, and the guy said already said the Baruch HaGofen, and now he's up to saying the Baruch Atah Hashem. So you Yotze. Because the Baruch Pri HaGofen, in other words, the person who's making Kiddush has to say it because he has to drink. But if you're not drinking anyway, then it's not an integral part of Kiddush. This comes up on some people. Rabbi Golvach has the minhag that when Purim falls out on Friday, they have the Suda's Purim late in the afternoon and they go into Shabbos. That's a Paparis Mapo Makadish. So the Yerushalmi says that if you already made the Baruch Pri HaGofen beforehand and now you're making Kiddush, usually we don't have such a scenario because we're not drinking wine before Kiddush. But say you drank wine before Kiddush, i.e. say you were at a Suda's Purim, which led into Shabbos, so then you don't have to make another Baruch Pri HaGofen because you already said the first Baruch Pri HaGofen. So you see from here that you could have Kiddush without the Baruch Pri HaGofen. Rav Soloveitchik gave a whole Yortzeit shiur to say that's only by Kiddush, but by Havdalah, if you didn't hear the Baruch Pri HaGofen, you're not Yotzei. And Rav Abadi in his Sefer thought that the same thing should apply to Havdalah. That's also not Liikuva. Now, to make Kiddush Friday night, you have to have Kiddush al Hayayin, or it could be on the Pas. Yayin or Pas. You make the Kiddush on the bread, on the Motzi. Instead of Purim Pri HaGofen, you'll make it on the Motzi. You make a Motzi. to make hamotzi, and then you'll say the next bracha. In other words, were you supposed to say for pergofen, you say hamotzi instead of that, and then you say the kiddush, and then you give out the bread. So those are the two ways of making. You know, normally make it on yayin, but if you didn't have yayin, so there's a concept of making kiddush Friday night on bread. But it has to be yayin. There was the concept of
chamer medina. There is a Gemara about Basra, when Rav Basra is there. So the Gemara says like this: Sochet Adam Eshko Anavim Ve'omer Alav Kiddush Hayom. What does that mean? If you take the grape and you squeeze it and you get the juice out of the grape and you make kiddush. So this is the source that one can make kiddush on grape juice. This is Gemara Bava Basra. So can Adam Eshkol Anovim Omar Lav Kiddush Hayom, because here it didn't ferment yet, it didn't become intoxicating yet. It takes time. If you want something to become intoxicating, it takes time for the process to become intoxicating. So no, it doesn't mean you do it on Shabbos. You do it on Friday. You do it on Friday and you have it for Shabbos. So you did it 2 hours before, it still didn't become wine in 2 hours. So Lechara, this is a Befeirush Gemara, that you can make Kiddush even on grape juice, because it takes time to let it all ferment, you know, and become wine. So there's a tshuva of the Knesset HaGedola, Siman Aleph, where the Knesset HaGedola writes that the Knesset HaGedola says that you can make kiddush on grape juice. But the Gemara says you can. So he says, no, the grape juice of the Gemara is not the same as our grape juice. What's the difference? Because, you see, the grape juice of the Gemara that they were talking about is you squeezed the grape and you just didn't let it sit long enough to become wine. But it still could theoretically have become wine. But our grape juice today, they put in additives that stunt the process from happening. Whereas if you keep your grape juice in your fridge for 5 years, it still won't become wine. Because there are additives that are different chemicals or whatever that are put in, that the process of fermentation that will become wine will not exist. So Mamela, actually, the Knesset HaGedola said you shouldn't use grape juice. It's interesting that today it's considered normative halacha that people use grape juice for kiddush. But it's interesting, Rabbi Chalak likes to point out that years ago, I don't know, 50, 60 years ago, one of the main divides between Orthodoxy and other branches of Judaism was that other branches of Judaism would make kiddush on grape juice, and the Orthodox Jews would never do such a thing. So it's interesting how things evolve. That today it's like an accepted that even Hasidim to make Kiddush on grape juice.
My dad leaves Kiddush Friday night in front of my mom, whose hair isn't covered. Is my dad's Kiddush valid for him and the family?
Yeah, in other words, yeah, I mean, first of all, we have a couple of stories. First of all, the Rav HaShulchan writes that even though women are supposed to cover their hair, but even if they don't, since so many women's hair are not covered anyway, it's not considered an erva. Whereas, if a woman had a part of her body uncovered that normally should, that most women do cover, that could be a problem. But most women in the world don't cover their hair, right? So even though they're supposed to, but that wouldn't pass all the kiddush. Okay? That wouldn't pass all the kiddush. And then you have the opinion of the Mechaber that if you, as long as you're not looking at the hair at the time, he just looks inside the...
But with the former logic and Jewish women... Wouldn't say, okay,
you know, I'm not covering
my hair, but I'm not doing anything wrong
because I didn't cover my hair in the first place. Where
people, women don't cover their hair in the first place.
So we didn't say that it's permissible. We said
that's not invalidating
something. We just said women are supposed to cover the hair, but if they don't, since so many women don't cover their hair anyway, that's not, what Shulchan says, maybe for this purpose that you're not allowed to say a bracha in front of an erva, it wouldn't be considered erva. Now, there's a concept of Chamar Medina. It means the drink of the Medina. So, meaning other beverages. Could other beverages be used other than wine? So the answer is no. Other beverages can never use. Only wine, or as I said, you can make Kiddush on pass. Only for Kiddush Shabbos day and for Havdalah, we are lenient to allow Chamar Medina or bread. Then we do allow. So what is Chamar Medina? So this is a big debate, a big discussion, what Chamar Medina is. So some say that it's any beverage that you would honor somebody who comes into your house and you give them. I don't know, if somebody came into my house, what would I give them? Yeah, so water is definitely not Chamar Medina. That's for sure it doesn't count. Water does not count. But question of juice, orange juice, or something like that, would that count? So Rav Moshe's of the opinion, and Rav Bani goes like this also, no. You can't use it has to be something that you don't drink, like Rav Moshe, I think, has something that you don't drink to for thirst. You drink it because it's, you know, chashivas, but not because of your... Like orange juice, you drink because you're thirsty, right? But different types of... why do you drink beer? I don't drink beer, but people who drink beer, why do they drink beer? Because of the... You know, not because of thirst reasons, you know? So maybe Chamar Medina is always something like that. But anything because of the thirst, maybe it's not called Chamar Medina. And others disagree. I think they say in the neighborhood of Scheinberg that you may... Some say soda question. Some say soda is just colored water. But so that's why most posts can hold that soda is no good. But I remember... I was at someone's house, they may have done a Coca-Cola. Or I know someone once called me up, they may have...
his father-in-law made Havdalah on orange juice. Or I think my father told me he remembers from his grandfather that they make Havdalah on like hot milk or something like that. So that was a different opinion. But all these questions, you see, part of the issue, as I was trying to point it out, is that the poskim say that really Chomer Medina you're only supposed to use if you can't get wine. So that really makes the question usually irrelevant, because most of the time you could get wine. Rav Shmuel Vosner in his tshuva says that maybe that only applied when they used to drink wine as the main staple of drink. So then, if wine wasn't mutter, then the Chomer Medina. But today we don't drink wine anyway as a main staple, so maybe you could even use Chomer Medina even if wine is not mutter. So that's why, you know, Hasidim, I'm sure you know, a lot of shuls also, Shabbos day, they'll make Kiddush on whiskey. Because that's Chomer Medina. So that Chomer is Chomer Medina. It's whiskey you don't drink for what? Whiskey you don't drink for thirst. But the only question with there's a lot of questions about whiskey, but one of the questions with whiskey is that usually when they serve whiskey, they don't serve it with, they don't have 4 ounces of whiskey. You have these little shot glasses. Right. So some say, happy Beyonce, the Shia. And others say that Tzot has such a great hashivas that even a little bit does the job. So they're posting like that, and that's Hasidim do that all the time. They'll make Kiddush on Shabbos day with a shot glass of, which is like a 1 ounce, a shot glass of whiskey. Okay. But Havdalah, you could but some posts can permit orange juice. Some say orange juice only if it's not from a concentrate, but then it's mainly water. And others say that Rav Abadi is very machmir on this, that you shouldn't use orange juice.
A lot of juices now, so it's not purely orange juice or apple juice. A lot of different juices into one, and grape juice is added into that, or like a flavor. Is that legal to use? Especially if there's grape juice in it, but it may not be enough.
The kids are, if you're going to use grape juice, just use grape juice. And then, and you know, you're not supposed to. Bismach Hazal used to dilute the wine, and this was very strong. Today, our wine is not so strong. So if the poskim say, Rav Abadi mentioned this other stuff, if we would put water in our grape juice, there would be a shaila of, you know, whether we could still make a Barkei HaGafen, because it's getting diluted. Yeah, well, the grape itself is not. I don't know if our grape juice necessarily has water in it, but it's just the strength of the grape is.
What about that sugar-free grape
juice? Sugar-free?
I think I like their new kind of milk.
Yeah, but it says on kosher. Does it say kosher or kiddush or the dal kosher?
I think it says perfect.
I think it says kosher, kiddush, and you look on the thing and see. I mean, also for. And for dal kosher, by the way, so it's a big discussion. But Moshe's machbid, you should only use wine for dal kosher. And others say you could use grape juice for dalatosis, because a lot of people enjoy grape juice more than wine. I mean, there's a famous Yerushalmi that says a certain Amora had grape juice on Pesach and he got a headache till Shavuos. So someone would bring a raya down there that has to be dafka grape juice. And Rav Salvechik responded that no, it's talking about that he didn't have grape juice, but if you had grape juice, then you could use grape juice. So that's the. So if you're really not going to enjoy the wine, there's so then you know, Rav Soloveitchik said, the Rambam says it has to be shtiya reva. It has to be an enjoyable shtiya. So if it's not a shtiya reva, so then that's it's not. Okay. Let's talk a little bit more about Havdalah. Havdalah we make Motzoi Shabbos. The halacha is that you can make it till Tuesday night. Right? In other words, that doesn't mean you can keep Shabbos till Tuesday night. Shabbos ends on Motzoi Shabbos at a certain time. But the mitzvah of Havdalah is to escort the Shabbos out, that that ends on Friday.
Where does that come from, Tuesday night?
That's a Gemara. That's what the Gemara says, because that's, you see, Wednesday is considered before the next week. Tuesday is considered still the end of the previous week. Because we divide the week into a half, so half the week is considered the prelude to the following week, and half the week is considered the aftermath of the previous week.
You don't have a candle, Havdalah?
If you don't have a candle, the candle's not makif. The candle's not makif. Some hold you could do it on an incandescent bulb, not a fluorescent incandescent bulb. So
the fluorescent, no.
Right.
Why? Because it's not H. It's not H. So why can't we use it on Shabbos?
Use what?
Fluorescent.
It's
like bone
energy, right? Yeah, what's the issue of opening up a fluorescent light on Shabbos?
There's no electrical current.
Yeah, so that's that requires its own sheer about the story of electricity and I mean, we assume we can't use electricity on Shabbos. Which to me, if anyone would suggest that you could use electricity on Shabbos, that would be very strange, because then basically everything we do today is through electricity, and then basically, you know, you can throw Shabbos out the window. I mean, what's left? I mean, so it has to be us. I mean, Chazanish said electricity is also midaraisa, the bole or makeh bepatish or something like that. And they say that the Rosh Shlomo Zalman said it's only minister to Rabbanon. But
there's in Israel now, I think one of the big rabbis, I think it was Rabbi Eliezer, said that you not have Shabbos elevators anymore.
Yeah, that was a big thing. In the,
yeah. My shul finish comes up with it right now.
Well, it's okay. I mean, other post-chemists still assume that. Where's your shul?
Man.
That you could use Shabbos if they're made correctly. Yeah. But, you know, okay, Havdalah is a question whether it's a chiv on women also. Because we paskin that the women are also chayiv in Havdalah. And then this couple of weeks ago was Purim, so I was with my shir in another shul, so I wasn't going to come home till later. So I told my wife, she just made, you know, she didn't make Havdalah herself. So you can make Havdalah herself. Usually I make Havdalah for her, but this situation when I was away, so she just made Havdalah. That's better than sometimes you have women that are afraid to make Havdalah. You know, they have this story that if a woman makes drinks Havdalah, she'll grow a beard, you know, you ever heard it? So far it never happened. Never happened, yeah. That a woman grew a beard from making drinking from the Havdalah. So if a woman needs to, she can. Normally, the minhag is that the woman, if she needs to, she could make her own Havdalah. You're not supposed to eat before Havdalah. You're not supposed to do long-winded malachas before Havdalah. Whereas if you just have to do a malacha, that's not really going to like turn on the light. So you could say Baruch Hamavdil Mekodesh Lachol and then turn on the light, even though you didn't make Havdalah yet.
We've been on Purim when we waited like a long time to hit a bell. We didn't do it right away in my shul. We did Mincha early and then came back and did Megillah and then did a bell.
Okay.
So that's one up.
Yeah.
That's one.
Well, it was a malacha.
Well, I mean, people drove to shul.
Yeah.
Lights.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so, and then we have the minhag of smelling besamim. That's because of the Neshama Yisera, and we're losing our Neshama Yisera. So it's a little downer, so to speak. So we sniff from the hub. This.
Can you use anything with a strong smell?
Okay. So so we do that. And the Nair is, because the Eish was created Motzai Shabbos. Adam Rishon took two stones and Eish came out. So usually, the only time we say Burp Mirai Eish is in Motzai Shabbos and Motzai Yom Kippur. Because when we make Havdalah on Yom Tov, we don't make it by Mirai Eish. Because it has nothing to do with it. Because really it has to do with the Marisha who created the fire on Motzai Shabbos. Okay. So, but on Yom Kippur, Motzai Yom Kippur we make Havdalah, but there's one exception. Difference between Yom Kippur and Shabbos. And Yom Kippur, on Shabbos, you light the fire after Shabbos, right? So we light the fire. On Yom Kippur, you're supposed to make Havdalah on something that, a fire that existed on Yom Kippur. That's why the minhag is like, you use the Yahrzeit candle or something like that. You don't light the new fire for on, because it's a different idea of Barmerish. Just the idea of lighting the fire, that's on after Shabbos when Adam Arishon did. And Yom Kippur is just to show that we weren't able to use the fire on Yom Kippur and now we use it. So on Yom Kippur you're supposed to make Havdalah on the Ner Shel Shabbos. Yeah.
Let's say on Motzei Shabbos you have wine, we don't have a candle or the sun image.
It's okay. There was the Nair and the Besamim and not the Likuva.
Is it better to wait until Monday when you might have
No, no, absolutely not. You make the bell right away. And the Nair you can only make on. When I say the Havdalah is till Tuesday, that's just the, when we make the wine. But in fact, it used to be that Rebbe was Mafazram. Because we do everything at once. We make the Nair, the Havdalah, the Besamim all at once. Rebbe would, like 8 o'clock at night, he would make the Burnt Ragoffin, and an hour later he would get the Besamim. He didn't do it so organized like we did it today. Because really, it's not a chiv to do it all at once. But our minhag is that we do it all at once. And then there's a chiv of Havdalah in Shmon Esrei as well. If you didn't say Atachan Atanu, you don't have to repeat the Shmon Esrei. But you still, if you want to do Melacha before Havdalah, you should say Baruch HaMavdil Mekom Shulchan. But then again, you should do Havdalah as soon as possible. Well, no, not really, because Havdalah, we have the concept of, being ma'achem, more to keep the, not to escort the Shabbos out so quickly. So not like what I said, but by Kiddush I said you have to do it right away. Havdalah, there's a whole discussion whether if you have something like by Ner, Shabbos Chanukah. So should you do Havdalah first or Ner Chanukah first? And different opinions. Some have the minhag in shul, they'll do Ner Chanukah first and then Havdalah, then hold on to Havdalah, then Ner Chanukah, etc. Okay, so these are some of the basics of Kiddush and Havdalah. So, okay, it's good to be back here. And,